Kia ora, and welcome to another episode of Around the Fire. I'm super excited to have Pip with me today, sharing her story and having a bit of a kōrero around wherever that takes us. And yeah, Pip will start by sharing parts of her story and we'll go from there. So Pip, let's not waste any more time. Over to you, and where does your story start? Where does it make sense to kick off?
Hey Liz, thank you very much for having me. That's it's exciting to be here and talk about it. So, I guess my story kind of begins about 2 years ago when I decided to make a big change in my working arena and study to become a life coach. And I had been in the corporate world for quite a number of years, and I basically was in that for nearly 20 years, and it just wasn't serving me anymore. I didn't really know what it was that I wanted to do. So I had to really kind of dig deep into what that was. It was one of those things where, you know, something doesn't feel right, but you're battling the fears, the worries that I'm getting too old for this. Surely just do what you know. That's safe and easy. And so prior to the 20 years in corporate, I was in admin. So I worked in admin support, doing different roles like executive assistance work. And then I got into oil and gas and did logistics for that for about 8 years. And I lived in Auckland for a while, was involved in corporate there. So a lot of my work was in admin support and supporting people in an office environment. I kind of fell into that when I left school and didn't really have any qualifications. So that was in my life for a very long time. But there's always been this desire to support people on the human level. And I think that came about as well through my own hardships and troubles that I've been through in life, of which there have been a few, and sort of dealing with inadequacies, self-doubt, self-loathing and all that sort of stuff, and living in a bit of a world of escapism. And to put some context in that, I was in my early 40s and was divorced and had no children, and I was feeling the stigma of that, perhaps pressure I was putting on myself, but also that societal expectation of, you're not married and you don't have children, you know, sort of that sort of look towards you, and it's maybe I should be doing that because it's based on what someone else was telling me. So I felt like I didn't really know who I was, and I was kind of living in that world of trying to mold into everyone else's expectations and ideas, and yet this little thing inside of me was all sort of simmering away with this desire to kind of, and it's funny how I don't know where it comes from. My ancestors, thing which I do believe in as well, but just bringing it back to what I wanted to do. So I started exploring the things that interested me, and was it counseling? And I knew psychology was going to be a big ask for me to delve into that, because I couldn't afford to study and doing that for a long time. But I was very fascinated with human behavior and also just through my own stuff. I thought it would be really great to kind of support others on that process. So a friend of mine actually suggested life coaching. I didn't know much about it at that point. And then I looked into it and decided actually this would be really, really interesting. And just touching on that, and what we kind of talked about just before, but I also studied massage a number of years ago, and that went away when my marriage broke down. So it was really interesting how it went away, and I firmly planted in my brain, well, that's gone. So I made that up in my mind that had gone. But when I just coming back to the life coaching, I started studying it, and I was getting into it and did my diploma, and then I did another particular coach training that was more practical. And I knew I'd hit on something, because even though it was challenging, I had the fire in my belly and I was excited about it. So that was the thing that I was learning, that just because we hit our authentic path doesn't mean it's easy. But because you're on that path, you work through the challenges because you know it's where you want to be. And so all these learning curves have been massive, I guess, in the last couple of years since I started the life coaching journey and learned so much about myself, which I wasn't expecting, and fully embraced it because it's helped me hugely. And that was facing my inner demons, facing my insecurities and my fears, and particularly around who the hell do I think I am, and why would anyone want to, sort of listen to me or whatever, and so facing those fears has been life-changing on many, many levels, and particularly realizing that we're all special and capable of many things, of whatever that looks like for us, And when I realized, when I started tapping into the things that I felt good about, and then I felt that I was my strengths, where my strengths were, it just started opening up hugely. And when I looked in the mirror and went, you're not making decisions and choices for your life that are good. So you need to start thinking about what you're doing with your life. This is, sorry, going back a little bit, just before the life coaching, where I was in that space of inadequacy, and then going, sort of taking ownership of my life has really been the biggest thing for me. Yeah, that's been.
Absolutely. And if the listeners could see me, I'm just like nodding and smiling and, totally agreeing and to all of it, all the parts. And it can be that we get to that point where we just go, hang on a sec, whether it's a look in the mirror or a conversation. Or I know in the past when I've a friend has died or and it's made me reevaluate what am I actually doing with my life. So yeah, we can absolutely have those turning points. And then yeah, just being open and trusting the journey. And as you said, in terms of the fire in the belly, just because we're on our, we found something that we're passionate about doesn't mean it's always easy by any means, but we have that energy and that driving force to move forward and step outside our comfort zone and make it happen. And in terms of, the inadequacies and the not good enoughs and not worthies and that side of things, do you have some clues as to where they came from? Are you open to sharing a bit more of the backstory around that?
Yeah, well, I think basically when I going back, because it always goes back, to when we were younger and growing up and things, and I kind of was in that mentality, and I guess it's a generational thing too, where well, a little bit, I didn't really know who I was. So when I left school, I did okay at school, but I was just kind of fluffing around, and and then a friend of my mum's gave me a job in admin. That's how, it wasn't my desire. It wasn't like, I mean, I really want, that's what I want. And there's absolutely, and I mean, to be fair, I've loved a lot of it. It's been great. I've met amazing people and it's been a wonderful skill. But I knew it wasn't me. So, however, I didn't really know, I didn't have the confidence in myself to kind of really know how to get out of that, because it was comfortable and it was safe. And that's where I stayed for a long time. And in that time, I went and travelled and lived in London for a few years, and that was really awesome and great too. I developed my skills a lot, and that's when I came back to New Zealand. I got into more senior admin, sort of executive assistant roles, and dealt with a lot of pressure and a lot of high stress environments. So, but that, and I realized that actually I could work in that sort of thing and be reasonably okay with it. But it's sort of because my confidence was low, I just went along with everything. I was the yes person, always saying yes, always just, yeah, I can do that, I can do this and this and this and this. And then getting pissed off when I was doing something I didn't want to do, but I was too afraid to say no, So,
Percent. Yep.
yeah, it's such a common thing for us all at some stage in our lives, and that really kind of age is a thing that is certainly helps you kind of reevaluate too. And I think when I started to go through some troubles in life, and there was some, I remember distinctly thinking, I don't, why am I so I started getting inquisitive about why I was doing things that I was doing, and things that weren't serving me anymore. So I tried to switch my brain around from being self feeling sorry for myself and hating myself with what I was doing, and go, well, what's going on here? Why are you doing these things? What I felt like there was a void. And so once I started actually realizing that there was a few things, there was some stuff I hadn't healed from in my life, some big events that happened in my life I hadn't healed. I had taken off into a path of avoidance, lots of drinking, lots of just, I'm not going to deal with this. I don't want to feel those feelings because they're horrible, so I'm going to run away from them. But then they never get resolved and dealt with. So that was, and it's because, and so what I learned from that experience is, funnily enough, years as we accumulate all these years and years of pain and uncertainty about ourselves, it doesn't go away. No one else can fix it for you. And I sought that a lot from others, validation from others, and drinking and things like that. So once I got that mirror and thought, no one can fix this unless apart from you. It doesn't matter what's happened to you. You are not what's happened to you. Things happen and things have happened and they've impacted me, but my response is my responsibility. So once I started getting my head around into that space and to stop blaming others and to, well, I'm doing that because that happened to me 10 years ago or 2 years ago or whatever. And that's why I'm behaving like I am. So I'm entitled to, that sort of stuff. It really was like a real hit, slap in the face when I realized actually I'm the one that's holding myself back, nobody else,
Absolutely. And I think it's that thing of, a lot of what happened when we were younger and, that's happened to us, we haven't had control over. But yeah, we can take control over how we respond now and what we do about it. And, also bringing compassion into that mix, because for a lot of the time we were doing the best we could with what we had and what we knew at the time, which I know for me was not very much around the self-awareness side of things. And so, yeah, absolutely with you on those avoidant behaviors and the drinking and whatever else. And then, also when we can bring some compassion into the mix and we're starting to get some more clues, it's also thinking, well, some of these behaviors are meeting a need, and maybe it is avoidance and escape, or maybe having these people around gave me a sense of connection and community or a sense of belonging. And it's less like, well, maybe so, or maybe drama and gossip gave me a feeling of connection, but actually, sure, it's meeting these needs, but there must be other ways that I can meet these needs that are kinder and healthier and more fun and more wholesome. Absolutely. So yeah, when we start to get some clues or we're having a bit of a turning point, we can start to look at different things. And I think you'd probably agree with me, Pip, that the life coaching journey is around, yes, understanding more of who we are, but also understanding who actually we're not, and that we don't, those behaviors or actions or how we have maybe been showing up in the past, actually that's not serving me anymore, or I'm finding out more about myself, and that's, I want to be going forward rather than staying in the past. And absolutely that sort of blaming and excuses, I've been guilty of that as well. Oh, well, if it wasn't for this and it wasn't for that, well, that's happened. How much more time and energy am I going to spend on that stuff when I could be focusing on it elsewhere? Yeah, I love that. And yeah, just that,
100%.
what you're saying right at the beginning around, sort of comments or feelings or that you felt from other people around, being single and not having kids and, those society expectations. I think they put such a pressure on us, whether it's around that or buying a house or whatever else. And it's like, you know what, there are other ways of doing life and living life, and it doesn't all have to be this, sort of one size fits all way. I've known that that doesn't work for me, that's for sure.
It's
So,
so true, yeah.
in terms of, the turning point, so then you were corporate and into the life coaching side of it. And, Pip and I haven't known each other that long, but as soon as we connected, like there was just this amazing vibe and buzz. type thing. And even when we came on to record this podcast, it was just a moment of, oh, so good to see you. And, you know, again, even that, we met at a business networking event. You know, we're both life coaches. And, you know, for some, there would be that sort of, oh, scarcity, like, can't talk to another coach type thing. You might steal my stuff. But it's not, you know, it's just that beautiful. We're probably in coaching for very similar reasons, love people, you know, and very passionate about what we do. But even that, you know, sort of collaboration or connection can go against the norm. And I'm a big, big fan of that as well. So, Pip, where are you at now? So we've done admin, we've done corporate coaching. Where are you at?
Yeah, so that's where life has gotten quite interesting for me, because, and this is where I think it's so important to pay attention to ourselves and bring, like you just talked about, self-awareness, and that constantly bringing it back home to yourself all the time with what's happening in your life. Because I, as I mentioned, I studied massage a number of years ago, and it was something I really loved, actually, and I was getting quite into it. And then, yeah, my marriage ended and life sort of took me on a different journey, and I thought that door had closed. But since we moved out of New Plymouth 3 months ago to create a more chilled out lifestyle, because that's been something I've always wanted to do. And again, I thought that was never going to be possible. And then it has come together. And my partner and I, we've had to really trust our gut instinct and follow that. And that's the big, big, big thing, is trusting yourself, and that you know that whatever the outcome is, you'll deal with it, because we don't know the outcome. And we just have to trust that whatever happens, we'll deal with it. So I've actually started getting back into massage, being a massage therapist again, which has really, really just absolutely hit all the buttons for me. So because I'm extremely passionate and interested in, as again, I talked about the human behavior thing, the mind-body connection, and how our bodies can store tension, stress, fear, and worries. And when I massage, I can literally see people just, you can see it's releasing a little bit, the muscle tension, but also their mind is calming down a little bit. And that is something that, again, I've sort of tapped back into this thing that I thought had gone away. And I think the thing that's interesting for me is finding the courage to go, it's okay for me to look at something else as well. So the coaching thing is still there, but I'm also morphing into something else as well, which, you know, I was probably scared to even think about doing it. Oh, but what's how I move away from the coaching? I've spent so much time on that. But it's like, it's okay, that's still there. Follow this other path too, because it's telling you that you should be doing this, you know. And when I was, you know, your gut's telling, because it just popped in my brain. I was like, why am I not doing the massage thing? I don't know where it came from. It just popped in my head, and this, all these feelings came up again. But when we suppress a lot of things because we've decided this is the only path I can go on, you know, it's, we just close down all these other wonderful parts of ourselves that are wanting to be heard, but we've closed them down because of our narratives, you know, and our brains that are telling us these things that are not real. And again, it was like, oh, maybe, you know, because I'll be 50 very soon, and I thought, oh, maybe I'm getting too old for that, I won't have the energy levels for it, like all the things, da 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 da, la la la. And then it's like, just do it. What's the worst that's going to happen? Give it a go, try it. But it's that fear of it, of failure or things not working out, and what, so people think I'm stupid and da 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 da. And thankfully I was able to minimize those very quickly, just through the personal development work I've been on for a couple of years now. And that, I guess that's one of the key things. It doesn't go away, but you learn how to deal with it a little bit better.
100%. And yeah, you know, someone once said to me, you know, how do you know when things are working on the healing journey? And I thought about it for a while, and yeah, my response was, yeah, we're going to get triggered, but we're not going to go there for as long, as deep, or as often. And yeah, you know, we'll find our way back. So yeah, please don't think that Pip and I are sitting by the side of the pool and, you know, without a worry in the world.
No.
Have our stuff and our narrative and our gremlins, you know, our stories too. But it's, yeah, equipping ourselves with the tools to understand and the awareness. And then, you know, what you were talking about in terms of creating that space to listen, you know, to trust our gut, to listen, you know, what our soul's telling us, what our heart's telling us. And because if we are in the sort of do, must do space and headspace and on a particular path, you know, we can almost have blinkers on and not even see that there might be another option or a different way of doing life. And yeah, I'm always celebrating, and I'm sure you are too, Pip, when, you know, we talk to someone and they share something small or something big that they're doing a bit differently to, you know, what they thought or what society's expectations are. And yeah, you know, just having that openness to the journey. And it's interesting because, yeah, like my career path has been nursing, working for the prison service in the UK, running a pub, teaching English in Sri Lanka, and then more care work, life coaching. And, you know, there have been times where I've gone, oh, gosh, you know, that was a waste of money, waste of time, whatever. But time and time again, I see how those different skills have weaved into my path, and not necessarily skills of, you know, a particular way of nursing I've used in a particular setting again, although that has been the case sometimes. But even the transferable skills around public speaking or writing or confidence or meeting people or trying something new, yeah, you know, those can absolutely come into the mix again. So the fact that you just happen to have massage skills and to an area where there isn't a massage therapist, I mean, how beautiful for that to pop into your world again. And as we were speaking just before, that it's all ties in, it's all wellness, it's all people, it's all moving forward. And we do trap so much in our body. How beautiful to be able to help them from a headspace, but also be able to help them from a somatic body space as well.
That's and that's exactly self-care right.
as well. On my way. Get that bed ready. awesome. Okay, so in terms of the sort of theme around learning to live, like truly learning to live and making the most of the time that we have in this world, any tips or thoughts that you'd love to share with our listeners that, you know, someone's going, yep, I am in a bit of a rut, or maybe they're thinking I'm going to send this podcast to somebody. Don't know where to start. Haven't got the qualifications or other skills to fall back on. Don't know, you know, where I want to go. I just know that something's got to change. Let's start there. What would you say to somebody that's going, yeah, I want to get out of this humdrum, life's a bit beige, but I don't know where to start?
Yeah, that's always the thing, isn't it? Where do I start? I don't feel good. Something's not right. Can't quite see where to go, what to do. And I think that's probably where taking that inner journey is so important. And that's where I started researching. I think that's probably where the key thing is to start exploring the things that interest you, and also and sort of talk to trusted people that you know really well. And because sometimes, because we're so much in our own head, and, you know, people can sometimes see us a little bit different, you know, like our friends will say, well, actually, you're really good at that. And you might go, oh, no, I'm not, because you told yourself a story in your brain that you're not. And people can sometimes see things, and it's not that you need to take on board what they say and say, oh, well, I better do that. But it might pique your interest a little bit and think, bring it home, bring it back to yourself constantly. Is this what I want to do? Does this align with me? And getting clear on your alignment, I think, is really key. And in terms of, you know, what interests you, where does your energy light up, you know, where does it expand, and where do you feel good, and what's, you know, and it can take a little bit of time. And sometimes one thing I think that has been really helpful is to just, sometimes it's okay to not have it all figured out. because the answers do come in time. And it's like I can be quite an impatient person. So I want to know now, and I need to know everything. So I've had to really learn patience and surrendering yourself to not having all the answers. You know, that surrendering to letting it go, to go, this is interesting. I find this interesting. I'm gonna start delving more into that, into how I can maybe make that work. And also, I think if it's something that, like for me, I did some counseling, I did some coaching, that really helped me just bring it back to me and what is important to me. What do I need right now in my life that's going to make me happy? What do I need right now? You know, that sort of really asking myself these questions instead of looping around in my head, I'm not good enough, and I'm shit, and why is life so crap, and I just can't get out of it. It's really trying to stop that loop, those looping thoughts, and start following the things that interest you, that light you up, because we all have different things that light us up. And getting clear on the things that light you up and not what lights everyone else up is can be quite a process too, can't it? Where you're completely conditioned into a world based on other people's ideas and expectations, and you're trying really hard to stand firm in your own authority, your own yourself. You're taking back that personal power. And if it's never been something that has come to you naturally, but for me it wasn't. There was areas in my life I was quite strong in, and just other areas I really wasn't. And actually standing and saying, I'm Pip, this is who I am, this is what's important to me, and not feeling selfish doing that was a big step for me. So I think that's some if someone's listening to this and thinking, oh, but I couldn't possibly put myself out there, and it's like, you know, the world needs what you have. We all benefit from your authenticity. It's just that sometimes when we've been told for so many years that maybe we are not what we've conditioned into a certain way, we don't know how to do that. And that's that part of actually, you know, and it can take time. It can take time. But start exploring.
That you know yeah if you are listening and you're just going yeah but I just don't know what I enjoy, I just don't know how to have fun, I just you know really haven't had anything you know to look forward to for ages, I want to reassure you that when I'm coaching, like I talk about the red zone when we're struggling and the green zone when life's easier, and everyone can tell me ravel off about their red zone and what happens in there and what it looks like and how it plays out. And then we get talking about the green zone and what life can be like and our authentic self and our true self. And often, almost every time, there's a bit of a pause and people are going, actually, I don't know. I don't know what I enjoy. I don't know about my green zone feelings. I don't know how I want to be spending my time, you know, and it is so, so normal. So if you're, you know, because potentially we've been, you know, in that place of struggle or that place of humdrum or, you know, just kind of getting through life. Yeah, please know that that's understandable, that that's going to be familiar, and see the green zone, see the journey to your authentic self as a beautiful blank canvas, and you decide what colors go on there, and you decide what materials, and you decide what paints, and you'll try different things, and yeah. You know, we'll start to find the pieces of you, reclaim the pieces of you that have potentially been stuffed down, pushed down, not been, you know, not safe to bring out into the world. And yeah, bit by bit, you know, you will put that puzzle together, whether it's a journey that you take, but as Pip said, you know, also if you get some support through that. And it's a beautiful journey and it can be done in whatever size steps. People, you know, that you've got capacity for. Sometimes I take some giant leaps out of my comfort zone later on in my journey, and then other times it's been tiny step by tiny step by tiny step. But either way, we're moving forward.
Because we don't want to feel uncomfortable, and that's half the reason we sometimes don't do things, isn't it? We just get too the feeling of being uncomfortable is very strong to stop us, and that's the thing that, and it's also the pressure of I need to make the right decision. And I mean, I've done lots of things that haven't worked out, and that's all it is. It hasn't worked out. Is that saying what hasn't worked out has in fact worked out, because now you're closer to where you want to be, or closer to where you, because you tried different things. No, that's not working for me. Okay, that's not working for me. It's when we get stuck in that, oh, I'm a failure, and it's trying to not, I hate the word failure. I think it's bloody awful. And to me, it's just doesn't exist. It's about what's the lessons that I'm learning in my life right now that help me, that will help me. Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah,
absolutely.
myself.
Awesome. Wow. Okay. So, anything else that you want to share, Pip? Anything at all? I think a key point for me that I'm taking from this, again, with that theme, is learning to live, going, actually, you know what? I'm not settling for humdrum. I'm not settling for the relationship, which doesn't serve me. I'm not settling if I'm in a job that I'm pretty burnt out and stressed and get no fulfillment from. I'm not settling for a living environment or situation that doesn't serve me. And going, actually, I want more, and I'm prepared to take the journey. And it's okay if that journey is different from others. I often find myself writing about, just because it's different doesn't make it wrong. So yeah, that's probably been my takeaway from today. Pip, any last things that you would like to share?
Well, you just hit the nail on the head there with those things that you were saying, Liz. And that's the thing, is a couple of things I think are really important, is that you deserve it. You deserve to go out and live your authentic life and just to find the things that interest you. It's not selfish. It's important for your self-care and for developing yourself and creating a healthy life. And also finding the courage to disappoint people, because people will, based on their own idea of the world and stuff, people will get challenged when you start stepping into things that interest you, and you start following your journey. And that's going to challenge you, because you'll be like, oh, I'm going to let someone down and they're not going to like me. And that for me was also a thing. To really find that courage to dig deep and say, no, this is my journey. And I'm not talking about going around deliberately disappointing people. I'm talking about how we are all going to have to make decisions that will affect others, and like people affect us. But it's in terms of how you handle that and having honest conversations and being truthful, and just being true to yourself is really, really important. And to believe you deserve it too, I think is key. It's not selfish. It's so important.
But anything, yeah, trust, and trust again.
Yes.
Part of that process for sure. Pip, if people want to get hold of you around the coaching side or the massage side, where can they do that?
They could actually just give me a phone call, and if that's easier, my number's 021-557-187, and that covers both my coaching and my massage business. So if anyone is in the Mokau area and they want a massage, great. Well, I actually travel as well. I can do a mobile service, but if they wanted to talk, blend a little bit of coaching with massage, I want to talk about a few things before a massage session. I'm sort of developing something around that in the future, where people can sort of share what's on their mind without feeling, before they have a massage or something like that. And just to, or they might have a massage first to relax themselves a little bit, to feel that trust and to start talking. So, yeah. Feel free to give me a text on that number or give me a call.
Beautiful. Amazing. Thank you once again, Pip. As I said, I just really cherish our very new connection, literally the last, I don't know, whatever it's been, 6 months or so. And we've only caught up once or twice in that time. But yeah, very much cherish our connection. And yeah, before we were talking, or before we recorded, Pip and I were talking about, connecting and seeing what happens in our journey together moving forward as two coaches, as people passionate about helping others to live their true, authentic life and to actually live life. So, Pip, thank you for coming on the show. Thank you for doing what you're doing, and thank you for being who you are.
Thank you, Liz. I really appreciate that, and back at you. It's awesome.
And then there was a little bit more.
I think one of the biggest things I learned, one of the key things I learned, is that when I didn't love myself, back myself, trust myself, life was very hard. And I think we often will seek the external validation for others to love us. And that's very normal. But if we aren't bringing it home and loving ourselves, it's life can get very challenging and very hard. And that's the key thing, is to build and develop that love for yourself and look after yourself and take care of yourself is very, very key.
Yeah, I think very key. And we have both seen how the doors open, you know, into what life can bring and be like when we've got, some of that self-love going on. Awesome.
Definitely.
Lovely little tidbit at the end.